This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The North Carolina Senate passed a budget this morning. The $21 billion proposal cuts teacher assistant jobs in favor of hiring more teachers. It also offers more tax breaks to corporations and reduces personal income tax to 5.5%. So now lawmakers from both chambers have to negotiate a final budget before June 30th. Some of the most contentious parts of the budget proposal center on education. WNC education reporter Rima Crace joins me now. Hello, Rima.
Hi, Frank.
House and Senate proposals are different. How do they differ on teacher pay?
Well, as you know, teacher pay has been a pretty big political issue in the recent years. We saw Republicans give teachers a raise last year after hearing so many reports of, just the state not giving teachers enough money as other states. We've saw other states come in and even recruit teachers. So given that context and that climate, Republicans say they want to do more to help raise teacher pay. So the House and Senate, they have pretty similar proposals. They want to give an average 4% boost. And they also want to get put teachers up one step on the pay scale, because in recent years that had been frozen, so teachers weren't making any more money. But they differ in a pretty notable way, I think. So the Senate plan would use that extra money to give raises that would affect teachers earlier in their careers. So they would see the biggest boost. And teachers who have been around for 25 plus years would get zero. they wouldn't get a raise at all. And that's different than the House's plan, where they would more evenly distribute that 4%, the average 4% boost. So that's the main difference there. But House and Senate leaders do agree on one thing, and that is that they want to raise the base salary for teachers to $35,000. They raised it to $33,000 last year, so that's what it is right now. But they want to boost that to $35,000, and the governor wants to do that too. So we'll see that at the very least. But then I think we'll see a discussion in the coming weeks about whether we should give more raises to teachers who are younger or who've been or who are more new in the profession, or those who've been around for a lot longer.
All right, so teacher pay is certainly an important part of the debate. Private school vouchers also part of the debate. What do the proposals offer?
Yeah, both the House and Senate want to offer more opportunities for low-income kids to attend private schools. So they would both want to put about $7 million more into that program. But that is contingent right now, actually, on whether the Supreme Court even decides that it's constitutional, because they've been weighing the legality of that program. But that is one of the more contentious pieces among Democrats and Republicans.
And then one of the most contentious issues is about teacher assistant jobs. What's the argument there? And again, the difference between the House and Senate.
Yeah. So the Senate yesterday debated their budget, and I think the topic of teacher assistants dominated the conversation. It's very contentious because the Senate plan would they would take millions of dollars away from teacher assistant funding, the equivalent of about 8,500 positions. And so they say, budget, they say that money is tight, resources are tight, and they want to get the biggest bang for their buck. So by reducing money for teacher assistants, they want to put that money toward hiring more teachers. So by hiring more teachers, they say we'll be able to reduce class sizes in the early elementary classrooms, maybe like from a 1 to 15 teacher student ratio. So they say that would make the biggest difference. Here's Republican Senator Jerry Tillman talking about that.
Fewer kids you got, the easier it is to manage the class, and the easier it is to teach the class. Smaller groups, and you can work with individuals a lot better. About all research shows if you get that class number down to somewhere between 15, 16, 17, you're getting to where you've got an ideal number to work with.
That's Republican Senator Jerry Tillman. But, of course, what is the number? I mean, how many teacher assistants would be lost? And how many new teachers would be hired? Do they have numbers?
Yeah. So there have been some numbers thrown around. It's a little difficult to gauge because it's the equivalent of 8,500 positions, which is a lot. We've lost about 7,000 in the last few years. But it's really important to note that schools have a lot of flexibility. So even though that's the amount of money that amount of money would equal 8,500 positions, we could see it may not be that many teacher assistants because they can use money for different reasons at the local school district level.
And what about the senator's argument that, if you eliminate, you put more teachers in the classroom, that's going to make their lives better? Not everybody agrees with that, I guess.
No, not everyone agrees with that, especially teacher assistants. Well, they were debating the budget yesterday. There was actually a group of teacher assistants in the gallery, and they were not happy. They were saying that, smaller classroom sizes is awesome. It's great. But, what are you going to do when you have a kid who needs independent tutoring and another kid who wants to use the bathroom? How about lunch duty or when a kid gets hurt? Teresa Sawyer, I spoke with her yesterday, and she's a teacher assistant from Currituck County. And this was her reaction.
Disbelief, upset. I was just, what are we doing? I mean, you're going to hurt this whole generation of children. They need us. We make a difference. We are not making copies. We are not just doing that anymore. We are instructional support.
All right, and Democrats tried unsuccessfully to amend the budget to give a bigger pool of money to education so that more teachers could be hired without laying off teacher assistants. Where are they going to try to find that money?
Yeah, they filed several amendments yesterday that failed pretty hard. that would try to they said that the Senate shouldn't have a plan to give corporations tax cuts. They said they should use that money instead to fund education because per pupil funding is lower than it was just a few years ago. We clearly need more teacher assistants in the classroom, they argue, and more teachers.
All right. Well, let's talk more about that, the overall funding picture. And for that, we will turn to WNC reporter Jorge Valencia, who's been following the corporate tax proposals as well as other budget provisions. Welcome, Jorge.
Hello, Frank.
Tell us about this, the proposals now in the Senate version for corporate taxes and how they differ from the current law.
Well, the overall picture for taxes is that the Senate wants to lower taxes overall, wants to lower your personal income taxes, and as you just mentioned, the Senate wants to lower corporate taxes. So under this proposal, the Senate would officially lower corporate taxes to 3% by 2017. There's already a law that would likely get us there by 2017 if the state reaches certain thresholds. But this makes it official. It would definitely be 3% by then. And this would actually make North Carolina the state with the lowest corporate income tax in the East Coast. Separate from that, it would also give, if many people call it, tax relief to corporations here in North Carolina by taxing them only on their sales here inside of North Carolina. This is opposed to the current formula right now, which taxes them on the sales and on their payroll, so the employees that they have, and then also on their real estate property. So that is how the corp and again, actually, and compared to nearby states, all of our neighboring states, Virginia, South Carolina, they've already got something very similar to this in place. So that's how the corporate taxes would change under this plan.
As you say, a lot of folks are calling it tax relief for corporations. What are the Republicans saying?
Well, Senate Leader Berger, the overall philosophy of this is that if we help corporations, if we make North Carolina an environment that is more friendly for businesses, ultimately it's going to benefit everybody. And here's what he had to say yesterday on the Senate floor.
You know, some folks like to refer to reductions in taxes as tax giveaways. You know, the folks that pay that, they think it's their money. You know what? I think they're right. It is their money. And the more we can leave in their hands, the better off they are. The better off we are as a state, and the more prosperous we're going to be.
What do the Democrats say about that?
Well, Democrats, this connects directly with what Rima was just explaining to you regarding the teaching assistants. The response is that hiring, or rather, I should say, these taxes, this revenue that the state is no longer gonna get, is going to be at the expense of services to the people of North Carolina, services such as teaching assistants for students in schools. And here is Senator Josh Stein from Wake County.
Budgets, as we all know, represent priorities, and the priorities of this particular budget are upside down. The fundamental problem with the budget is that it spends, over the next 5 years, $3 billion in tax giveaways to large profitable corporations at the expense of our school kids and North Carolina's middle class.
And of course, Democrats are fond of pointing out that corporations found this a very good environment to come to when we were the highest tax or the fourth highest tax state in the country. And what they were coming for was education and services, which corporations don't own, by the way. They may own the money, but they don't own the roads. They don't own the schools. Somebody's got to pay for that. So that's Stein's argument.
Mm-hmm.
And so also part of this, I've only got about 30 seconds left, but I do want to talk about nonprofits because there's a change, too, in sales tax exemption that would affect nonprofits. Tell us about that.
This would affect the biggest nonprofits in the state. So primarily we're talking about hospitals, maybe some of the biggest YMCAs. And effectively, it would allow them to basically not be able to collect back much of the money that they're giving the state through sales taxes. And the number that we're looking at over the next few years would be that currently that they could get $45 million back. That would go all the way down to $1 million. So it would have a major impact. Like I said, hospitals, maybe some of the biggest YMCAs, some of the biggest nonprofits would be the ones that would be affected by this.
All right. So they've got to June 30th to meet the deadline. Otherwise, it continues. Continuing resolution. They're very far apart. We will stay tuned. And, of course, we haven't even talked about the governor's plan. All of that's going to have to be rolled in the negotiations. We'll continue to follow that with Jorge Valencia and Rima Crace. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thanks, Frank.
Just ahead, Ashley's War, a new book, looks at how some women were in combat before the ban was lifted. You'll hear about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.